Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us today. It is great to be with you. I hope that you're having a great day, both in terms of the circumstances that you find yourself in, but also in your relationship with the Lord. I pray that these times that we have together help you in your relationship, that you learn more about our Lord, that you grow closer to Him, that you're able to trust Him more. But I hope that this time together is a blessing to you. It's a beautiful day here. It's quite hot, as you well know, by the time you're watching this. And so we're doing another devotion inside. Hopefully within a few weeks, the temperature will break and we can be outside again and just enjoy God's wonderful creation. But either way, it's good to be with you. I want to thank Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to make these times possible. We're blessed to have them. But you know, more than anyone else, obviously, we want to praise and thank our Lord. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank you so much for this day. Lord God, for your love and your grace and your mercy. Father, the fact that you want us to know you, you've called us into a relationship with you. Father, we thank you. And Lord, as we're here now, we ask, Father, that you prepare us, that you open our minds and our hearts. Lord, help us to hear your voice. Help us to know you better. Father, help us to walk closer to you, to be able to trust you more. Father, speak and move, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is a special day for us in our time together. We come to Psalm 150, the last of the Psalms, the last of the book of Psalms. And you think of all that God has shown us as we have gone through this book, how He has shown us about His unlimited power, His infinite mercy and grace, His faithfulness, His righteousness, how worthy He is of our trust and our praise. And that's actually the theme of Psalm 150. It's a beautiful psalm of praise. And it gives us important guidance that we need for praising our Lord. The psalm is probably very familiar to you and it's very short. But you think about what it says, Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we look at this psalm, it answers several questions that we should have about praising our Lord. The first one we see is, where should we praise God? And you think about the answer we find in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise Him in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. You think about what it's telling us there. He talks about the sanctuary. Of course, we read that in which that was probably a reference to the temple. I know we read that, and first thought crosses our mind is the church that we attend, the building where we come together to worship in, even though that's just a building. The congregation is, in fact, the church. But we hear that word, that wording of that psalm, and what goes through our mind is that place. And yet you think about what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 16, where it says, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And so when we apply that to us, what we very quickly realize is the fact that we should praise God from the very depths of our heart and of our soul. But that's not where the praise should end. Yes, it should start from the very depths of our heart and soul. But it goes on to say, praise Him in His mighty expanse. Or if you're reading King James, in the firmament. Talking there about the heavens. In other words, from the very depth of our heart, all the way out through all of God's creation, is where we should, in fact, praise our Lord. You know what that means? Everywhere. Wherever it is we find ourselves is where we need to be praising our Lord. You think about it, He made it all. It all belongs to Him. How it all ought to be used as a place of praising and honoring and worshiping Him. And so from the depth of our heart, all the way out to the furthest reaches of creation, in fact, is into heaven itself, as we see in the book of the Revelation, the book of Isaiah, is where we ought to be praising the Lord. But why should we praise the Lord? We've seen where. Why? Well, look again at verse 2. Praise the Lord, and we have two reasons here, for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. And so we're given two reasons there. That is what God has done, his mighty deeds. You think about God's mighty deeds. You think about creation. And again, I wish we were outside having this time, but it's awfully hot to be out there and then go do other things around other people. But you think about it. God spoke everything into existence. What an incredible God. What incredible power and wisdom. How all of creation sings of God's greatness and his glory. And so we think about what he has done, certainly in creation, but you think about God's greatest work, that is his redemption. You think about him sending his only begotten son, born of a virgin, living a holy, spotless life in a very sinful world, having all of our sin placed upon him, dying on the cross in our place, being buried, rising again, ascending to the right hand of the Father, where all power and authority has been given unto him. You think about his mighty deeds that our God has done. They all make him worthy of our praise. You think about all that God's done in your own life. What a reason to praise him. And so, well, yes, we see for his mighty deeds, but we also see that we ought to praise him for who he is. His excellent greatness. That is just simply who he is in his person. And you think about those terms. Excellent greatness. Excellent. No flaw. No compromise. No shortcoming whatsoever. Greatness. He is in fact unlimited in every way. Uncompromising greatness. Uncompromising infinity might be a way of saying it. What a God we have, who he is in his person, and all that he has done, his mighty deeds, makes him worthy of our praise. So from our heart out, we need to be praising this great God for all that he has done and for who he is. Well, how should we praise God? I mean, what do we actually need to be doing? Well, again, look at verses 3 through 5. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Notice what's listed here. Musical instruments, including the human voice, our bodies. The idea being there, every single part of our being and every single skill at our disposal should be used to giving praise unto God. Praise should be done in totality. Does that not sound familiar? When our Lord was asked, what's the greatest of the commandments, do you remember how he answered? Matthew 22:37, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. That's exactly what we're talking about here. How should we praise him? With everything at our disposal in a way that pleases and honors him. What a God we have. From our heart out, for what he has done, for who he is, with every skill, talent, and ability at our disposal, we need to praise the Lord. But then we come to the next question. Who should praise God? Look at verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All of God's creation. I know when we look at mankind, many don't, but the day is coming when they'll be judged for not having done so. But every living creature should praise the Lord, especially the redeemed, especially those who've been adopted by his wonderful grace, the believer, the child of God. We ought to be leading all of creation in praising this wonderful God that we have. Everyone should. I know not everyone does. Those who don't will be judged for it. But especially the redeemed. We who know the Lord ought to be praising him. You know, no wonder the psalmist started this psalm by saying, praise the Lord. What a God we have, from our heart out because of who He is and what He's done, with every part of our being, everyone ought to praise the Lord. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank You for this day. And oh Lord God, we praise You for who You are, the great and wonderful God. Lord, we praise You. Father, You're worthy of that praise. And oh Lord, we just lift Your name high and recognize Your greatness. Father, as we go through this day, Father, may we go through it praising You from our heart out. Lord, You're sovereign, You're great, You're wise, You're perfect. You are worthy of our praise, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I have been thinking and praying about what we should do. Excuse me, I'm still getting over the effects of being sick a few weeks ago. I've been thinking and praying about what to do now that we've come to the end of the book of Psalms. And as I thought about it and prayed about it, I thought that we would continue looking at the book of Psalms, not merely going back and rehashing or replaying or redoing what we've done, but to look at the Psalms now and look more or less at a devotional message from them as we go through them. You know, we've laid a great foundation. We've tried to look both at the theology and the solid interpretation. Certainly do not want to ever leave that behind, but look at it more in a devotional standpoint. Now, some of these Psalms are obviously very short, so you'll still have all those elements. Some of the longer ones look for, you know, a message for us for the day. Again, based on the solid foundation we've laid, we don't ever want to leave theology behind or solid biblical interpretation. But to look at it more from a standpoint of devotional, a message for the day, the time in which we live. And so next week, we will in fact go back to Psalm 1, but be hearing from our Lord in a message through that. So I thank you for joining us. I pray these times have been a blessing, and we will move forward, and I pray they'll continue to be a blessing, and we'll go that way as long as the Lord leads us.